Thursday, March 21st. I don't claim to be a financial expert, but I'm not going to fully be able to relay exactly what this means I'm about to talk about or explain it in detail, but I do know that it's a big deal and I'll try to simplify. But BlackRock yesterday, if you know BlackRock, the largest asset manager in the world, trillions of dollars, the leader in the Bitcoin ETF world, they just they got into a or they created rather a crypto fund on Ethereum blockchain, a tokenized fund, meaning $100 million, by the way, so like not fucking around. It's just another progression in their digital asset future. And what it means, on the simplest level, is one, extremely bullish for the crypto industry, that it's not just a Bitcoin thing, that this, you know, leader in the financial world in regular trade finance is now branching out beyond Bitcoin to Ethereum, which is, you know, the, if you're unfamiliar, Ethereum is the, you know, widely accepted second best chain to or product or network to Bitcoin right now. Although some would probably say Bitcoin is more a technology, where Ethereum network, there's a bunch of differences there, but nonetheless, if in the whole world, macro world of crypto, there's Bitcoin, clearly the leader, then there's Ethereum. And the fact that BlackRock is now putting their money behind the second place chain sounds like a big deal to me for the space. And they, and Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock, has come out multiple times and said that all financial assets are going to be tokenized, and this is a step in that direction. And then what it also shows me simply is, you know, the main thesis behind my interest in NFTs and these type of digital collectibles and digital currency from 3 years ago when I first learned about it is just another step in the regular world. Well, what are we calling that now? The normal world, the tangible world, rather, moving digital. Because as these things that we're all used to doing, you know, in our, you know, regular life with mortgages or loans, these hard financial assets that take banks' approval and forms and credit checks and whatnot, you know, that these annoying laborious tasks that have always been around are slowly moving towards the digital version of those things, which are all going to live on the blockchain. It's just another step in the digitization of reality of everything. So, yeah, like I said, not doing a great job from a hardcore financial angle explaining everything, because I fully don't understand all those things myself, and I never wanted to really. Nonetheless, it seems a big deal for the future of cryptocurrency.